ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
Hello. Thank you for downloading the pod. That's what podcast people say now.
Do they?
Have you? Now, you're not as much of a podcast wanker
guy.
As I am.
No.
The only podcast you're interested in is the one you're on.
Pretty much.
This one. But yeah. That's what podcasting people are doing.
The pod.
They've shortened it to pod.
This
is a pod.
It's very Australian. You can't call anything by its full name. It has to be shortened
that's
or nicknamed.
Right. Gabby, not Gabrielle.
And Cliffo.
Yeah, and not Clifton. 100%. Look, thank you for downloading. Huge Never Gonna Get One. Today, we talked about Gabby being an awful neighbour.
Well,
and
yeah, kind of.
You stitched me up as well too and compared me to something the Prime Minister does. So,
well, I called you the next Prime Minister. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Depends on which Prime Minister we're talking about.
True.
It's all coming up, the Cliffo and Gabby pod. Love this so much. The Dare Iced Coffee ad has happened in real life where the couple named their kid Callum, but dad's surname is Murray, so he becomes Callum Murray.
Callum Murray.
Remember this?
Mr. Murray. Have you decided on a name?
We're thinking Callum.
This is Callum Murray.
I take you.
Callum Murray.
Classic.
Classic combo.
But it's one of those things like you watch the ad and you're like, that's funny, but it never really happens until it does. And it's happened to Maths couple, Bryce and Melissa. You might remember their pretty toxic relationship from the last series of Married at First Sight. However, it did last the test of time. They've gone on. They're engaged now. And they had to deliver them early. They had twins just a week or two ago. And they've been splashed all over social media.
All over New ID.
Huge New ID logos on their faces because nothing says. Like nothing hides the beauty of the birth of a baby with a New ID logo. Put it over the top of it when the baby's still in the NICU. But anyway, what I love is about this, they've named their twin boys, Levi and Tate.
Cute names.
Very cute names, very modern names, nice names, guys. But eagle-eyed fans have noticed that if you put Levi and Tate together, if you put those two words together, you get the word levitate.
You raise me up so I can stand.
So they've accidentally named their twins Levitate. And what I love is there's not even a change in spelling. It's L-I-V-I-T-A-T-E. Levi Tate spells perfectly levitate.
They're hoping to get them into Hogwarts.
So, right? So producer Brooke and I did some Googling and we've found some other ones which I think you'll like. Some other, let's call them combo names.
Yeah.
So names when you put the two words together of the name, they become something else. Like Levi and Tate, levitate, calamari, calamari. We found one. These are all real ones from across the world.
All right.
Just in case.
Just in case. Yeah, good one.
We found a polyester. And my personal favourite. We found ourselves on the internet. What would we do without the internet? We found a Zoltan Pepper.
No.
Zoltan Pepper.
They had to have known.
I could do these all day. There's a Tim Burr.
Timber. That's good. Good.
One more. We have a Lee King on there.
Lee King.
I mean, but is this just the thing, though? Like, you know, like a celebrity couple have done it. We've Googled it and we've found some. Is this just the thing that doesn't really happen in real life?
Nah, there's definitely one that I know of from my school days. She was a few years ahead of me at school, but her name was Iona and her last name was Kite. Iona Kite. And she probably does own a kite.
Oh, my God. 13, 10, 60. Can we get more? Have you ever in your life met someone with a combo name?
Yeah.
So when you put their name together, it becomes something else, like dear old Iona Kite.
I know.
Emma's here. Emma, what's the combo name that you've actually crossed paths with in real life?
So in primary school, I had one of my classmates. Her name was Chloe Page Turner.
Page Turner.
She must have been a bookworm.
You'd find her in the library every lunchtime.
That's funny.
Andrea, what's the combo name you've experienced or met in real life?
So the managing director of the main bank I worked with about 25 years ago, his name was Terry Towell.
Terry. So his nickname was also then Tea Towel.
Tea Towel.
Tea Towel. Oh, that's cute.
No matter which way you wrote it or said it.
Oh, your boss was a tea towel. That's amazing. Tony's here. Tony, what's the combo name you've seen?
So my German teacher's name at school was Eileen, and her last name was Dover.
Eileen Dover. Oh no!
Eileen
thing.
Dover.
And apparently her husband's name was Ben.
No.
That has to be a joke.
You had me until Ben.
That has to be a joke.
Emma's next. Emma, what's the combo name?
It's Dwayne Pipe.
Oh, you met a Dwayne Pipe.
That's a good one.
He sounds like he's a bit of a drip.
Oh. Oh. Is a spooky never gonna get one today. We threw it out there earlier this morning that we wanted to talk to a ghost hunter. Dun, dun, dun. And we've got one. We actually have a ghost hunter by the name of Jason King. He joins us right now. Hey, go on, Jason.
I'm pretty good there, guys.
So, Jason, tell us, when did you first discover you had paranormal abilities to effectively communicate with or work with Hunt ghosts.
Well, lost my brother over 20 years ago, and he was my first spirit I ever saw.
Wow.
And I thought I was going nuts, you know, like missing him so much. And I was talking to him for 2 weeks straight. And then after that, his last words to me is, we've got work to do. So over 20 years later, well, here I am today, still going out ghost hunting and doing what I do best.
So when he said to you, we've got work to do, does that mean he helps you in your field?
Yes, he does.
Wow.
Yeah, he does. And I see him every day, and he helps me, you know, being in the paranormal world, communicate and stuff like that. And yeah, before you know it, you know, it keeps going.
That's wow. So interesting.
So your story is so interesting that producer Brooke's written a note here. They, on SBS, they made a documentary about you called Ghost Hunter, which followed you investigating your own childhood and people who are having experiences with ghosts. What's I guess everyone would be different, but who comes to see you? What problem is someone having that they reach the point they have to contact you for help?
Well, sometimes, you know, kids are normally, you know, crying, they won't stay in their rooms, or they hear footsteps, or it could be anything that can trigger things that they don't normally experience. And then they normally start seeing stuff, and it could be anybody from every nationality you can imagine that's reached out to me. And then I go out and get the evidence, and then we help move them on.
So how do you do that then? So you find out there is a spirit that's hanging around a certain place. How do you then, what do you do to get rid of the spirit?
We just work with it, and I've got guides that help me, and my wife, she cleanses the house too, and then we help move them on to the other side where they should be.
We should say too, this is not like a money-making thing for you. You have
no,
to work
not.
A full-time job as well. You're a full-time security guard, and you don't actually charge for these services. So
no.
I think that's a really important sort of thing to note. This is not just a make-a-buck sort of scheme.
It's not.
So you managed to convince these spirits to move on to the other side. Why are they here on Earth with us in the first place?
For example, like for yourself, like if you have a daughter and she's just about to get married and you suddenly fell ill and died just before her wedding,
would you be happy?
Accidentally start haunting your daughter, not meaning to, and your daughter's going, what's going on? And then people like ourselves come in and we see them, and you give us information how upset you are and how sorry you are. Once you pass that message over, will you be happy or unhappy?
Yeah, happier, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, and then you'll merge over to the other side.
It kind of reminds me of that TV show with Jennifer Love Hewitt. Is that right?
Where she speaks to the ghosts and she moves them on.
Ghost Whisperer, I think it was called.
Yeah, something like that.
Is that kind of similar? Is that accurate, or is that just a
Hollywood
version?
It's pretty almost the same. But, you know, sometimes they could be, you know, a black figure, you know, like I see them as a shadow, or sometimes I see them as real people. And it's like when I go to a cemetery, I walk around, and next minute I'm looking at two little kids running through a graveyard, and I ask my wife, is there two kids over there? And she'll look over there and go, no, there's not. And I go, okay, well, there's two kids running through there. And then I'll go for a walk to see where they stopped. And I get up there and there's two kids that are buried there.
Oh, my goodness.
Jason, are you ever going to stop doing what you do?
No way. I'll keep going. I even got a YouTube page for it now. And put all my latest evidence up there for people to watch what we do and we show what we get. And, yeah.
Great. What's the page? What do we search for?
On YouTube, it's Jason Ghost Hunter.
Jason Ghost Hunter. Easy.
Yeah, me and my wife are out there doing what we do best.
Perfect viewing for Halloween coming up.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. And doing it all for free too.
Yeah, good one, Jason.
It's amazing. Jason King, fantastic to get to know you. Thanks to you. Thank you so much for your time.
No problems, mate.
Oh, ahead of the International Climate Change Conference in Glasgow next week, PM ScoMo decided to set out his plan to reach net zero by 2050. So that's like, you know, trying to reduce our
bad emissions
in Australia. So that's
the target, is it zero?
Net zero by 2050.
Awful emissions into the air.
Net zero means, and I could be wrong here, but this is me going back to my science class in high school, but it means you can have emissions as long as you counteract them.
Oh, that's so like that, how you, so you can counteract your flight out. Or whatever.
Exactly.
You pay your $20
extra. You
plant
extra. A tree, and that means you can fart. And then you're like balancing out the emissions.
Oh, I got to plant a lot of trees.
So that's the plan. And ScoMo came out with the plan to try to fill in Aussies on how it's actually going to work. People are still very confused about what the actual plan is. But what they're not confused about is how many times ScoMo mentioned the plan during his speech.
Our plan is a fair plan. It's a practical plan. It's a responsible plan. And our plan enables them. Our plan, it's a plan. It's also a plan. Our plan, Australians want to do that. Our plan, it's a plan. It's not a plan at any cost in this plan. What we're doing in this plan is positive. This is a good plan for you. It's a good plan for all Australians.
That's a not
man
even half of it.
With a plan.
But we don't know what the plan is, but he has
But I've got a plan, guys.
And when this was all playing out and there's a lot of plans being thrown around, it was kind of reminiscent of something that happened on this show. Because I don't know if everyone remembers, but Cliffo moved house recently. And there was a couple of weeks there where Cliffo was very similar to PM ScoMo when it came to talking about the house.
Moving house. It is very stressful and we've gotten so excited about the new house because we move into our new house. And we're very excited about the house. We've bought this house and we are going to be moving into it. Selling a house. We bought the house that when we were looking at houses to buy. Our house we bought was perfect forever home or whatever. Big apologies to whoever buys our house. It's not coming with walls.
All right, PM Guy Clifton.
You know what? I've never felt more connected to you, ScoMo. Call the election, mate. You got my vote.
I've got myself some new neighbours. And everyone needs good neighbours. Maybe I'm not that good neighbour, though, because I live in like a duplex, which means my neighbour is one wall away from me.
Your neighbours are literally connected to you.
The houses are, like, they share a wall. So our bedroom backs onto their bedroom.
Oh, that's a risk.
Like, it's
that's
soundproof,
a
I believe, I think. However, I've got some new neighbours. They moved in on the weekend. I haven't really seen much of them. I saw them trying to move a few things in, but they were very busy, so there wasn't any communication. And since then, haven't seen hide nor hair of these new neighbours. I see their car when it's parked out on the street, and that's about it. And Nev and I are currently having a disagreement as to whether we should introduce ourselves or not. Now, my thinking is, I know these new neighbours are very young. I have a feeling it's a share house situation because there are P plates on both cars
that
come and go. There's a red P on one and a green P on the other. So they're quite young. And I remember when I was of that age, I did not want to know my neighbours. I couldn't care less who lived near me.
You're the old people.
I'm the
next door.
I said that to them yesterday.
You're the older couple.
I'm like, we're not the young couple anymore. No. We're just the couple.
Who was the old neighbor?
I don't think we're old anymore.
Was that a family?
Oh, no, it was just a single guy, and he was actually really great mates with a mate of mine. So I knew him very well. And okay, we used so to that socialize was an
easy
together.
Sort of situation. This is a whole new kind of kettle of fish.
Yeah, this is a whole new situation where I would have no idea who these people are. So I don't want to introduce ourselves to the neighbor. I feel like we can live independently. We don't need to know each other or who we are. Nev, on the other hand, thinks it's customary to go and knock on the door and introduce ourselves. And at least then, you know, we've put the olive branch out there to if they want to have anything to do with us or not.
It's good for safety and security to know your neighbours, like to have some sort of relationship.
That's I hadn't thought of it from that angle. I still think...
That's why you need me, mate.
Maybe there's like...
Because I put you on the straight and narrow when you wander off the path of life.
30, 10, 60. If you get a new neighbour, do you go over and introduce yourself?
Yeah.
Or, like, are there other ways around it? Is it actually their job to introduce them because they're new to the neighbourhood? Should they be coming to you? Or do you just wait until you cross paths and you're just like, hey, I'm Gabby.
What do you do?
What you doing?
In
what do
2021?
You do when you get a new neighbour?
This, like, throwing you under the bus here a little bit, but you are unneighbourly.
What, do you expect me to cook some muffins and go over with with a tray?
Yes, actually. If you've got the time.
If you were my neighbour, that's what you'd want.
I struck up a great friendship with a neighbour at my old place. I've just moved into a new house and have introduced myself to the neighbours.
Yeah, but they didn't introduce themselves to you, though, did they?
Well, one did.
Oh, okay.
The older guy next door did. Hmm. But, yeah, I introduced myself to the lady behind, the lady opposite. But I remember Matt in my old street, we struck up a great friendship because he was an Arnott's rep and he knocked on the door with a packet of Tim Tams.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, right.
Maybe I need to find out their jobs to
100%.
To know if it's worth knowing them
or
not.
Like winning the lotto.
13, 10,
but I will 60. Say, though, it's happening less and less, though, Gabby, in 2021. Like back in the day when our parents were our age.
You're right. Street parties
everyone knew their neighbours.
Yeah,
all the kids played together.
Yes. And you'd have a street party where, like, you'd all, of an evening, all the kids would be on
100%.
Their bikes up the cul-de-sac and you'd be sitting on the lawn watching them.
We're a bit
them.
More isolated now, aren't we? Like, we don't, you know our neighbours as much. And I think that's a sad thing.
Yeah. Is it, though? Because I've had neighbours in the past who were a little bit too involved.
Okay.
Like I had an older lady when I was young, and that's me now to the young people next to me, who would ask me why I got home so late and things like that. Like she was like watching over me like being a mum, and I'm like,
I
moved
that,
away from my mum.
13 10 60, give us a call. If you get a new neighbour, do you introduce yourself? What would you do?
Is it the done thing?
What is customary?
Like knock
everyone,
on the door.
Just call with your opinion on this. There's no right or wrong because it's 100% opinion based. Shane, what do you do if you get a new neighbour? Do you go over and introduce yourself?
Yes, introduce yourself. So we just had a new young couple next door to us. And our daughter made scones and jam and cream took them over.
Oh, wow. So
scones
do you reckon you need
jam and cream?
Do you reckon you need that buffer? Like you've got to go with something in your hands as like a reason to introduce yourself? You can't go empty handed?
No. We've met a few different neighbours over the years and we know all of our neighbours around us. And no, they're just a new young couple and our daughter happened to be making scones.
I can see you, Gabby, in a frilly little apron.
Hello. No, I don't want to.
Hello.
Put your heels on.
I'd look like the old couple even more if I did that.
Frilly apron, high heels, red lipstick. Over you go. Tray
of scones.
131060 is the phone number. Jane's here. Jane, do you introduce yourself to your neighbours?
No, absolutely not. Not anymore. Had a bad experience with some bad neighbours. Just moved in 12 months ago to a house next door to us that we own.
Yeah.
They'd been there for 12 months, packed up and left 3 weeks ago. Didn't even know them.
Wow. Okay.
So what was the bad experience?
Oh, when we built our house, the neighbours just thought they owned the neighbourhood and just caused nothing but grief and drama for 12 months. All they do is drink and carry on. They don't work. So, you know, we work all the time, so we just prefer to keep to ourselves now.
Oh, there's nothing worse than feeling unhappy and unsafe with the people around you as well, too.
That's true.
If you have that, Jane. Sonia's here. Sonia, do you introduce yourself to your neighbours? What's the rules in 2021?
Well, in my rules, the same as always, just say hi, wave, and say welcome.
Okay. So you don't go out of your way to go knock on their front door. You wait until there's an opportunity where you cross paths.
Well, absolutely, because people, when you knock on the door, you might be catching them at an opportune moment.
Yeah, right. What you mean? Gabby's new neighbours are listening to this right now, spewing that they're not going to get scones.
They're definitely not getting scones.
Gabby, I'm well into my 30s. You are into
your
30s?
Just into my 30s, thank
Just you. Into my 30s. Thank you very much, Clever. But you can still get that, I just got a really good report card at school feeling in your 30s. Ooh. And I had it the other day. Because we moved into the new house and it's got a pool. And quickly the pool has become my pride and joy.
Yeah, we have noticed.
I talk about it a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Just a little bit.
But what you need to do is get your pool water tested. And I had a guy come over. They do like, they call it a handover service because I've never had a pool before. And I want to do well, you know, because it's become my pride and joy.
Pool boy.
That's right. So he taught me how to be a pool boy. And one of the big things was, like, particularly at the start, come in every month and get your water tested.
Mm.
So you've just got to get like a clean jar or a bottle or something, put it pretty deep, like at least your elbow deep. Into the water,
right.
Get a sample of the pool water and take it in.
Don't
want surface water. The chlorine can burn off the top, if
right.
you must know. So you actually don't want surface water.
Okay.
Smarty pants. So I go into the pool shop the other day and I go after school hours. So there's a bit of a conga line of all blokes lining up with different jars and bottles and all that of water.
Mm.
And I was the third in line. And I got to admit, I was a little intimidated because the first bloke had zero chlorine. And the guy behind the counter was pretty strict, I guess. He said, look, your pool's not safe to swim in.
Oh.
You'll get an aero. You got no chlorine, mate. So his levels were way too low. Second bloke, way too much chlorine.
Oh.
And the guy behind the counter again is like, mate, there's way too much chlorine in this. The kids are going to burn their eyes. So I'm shaking. Like, I'm standing back.
What have I done wrong?
Imagine my surprise when I get to the front and the guy tests the water, the pool guy tests the water, and he goes, mate, you get an A+.
Oh.
Yes, I think you get an A+. So I was really happy with myself. And I got to say,
like
the
guy,
it's a bit like Goldilocks.
Yeah.
It was just right.
Yeah.
The porridge was just right. And I got to say, the guy, like, he wasn't the most animated guy ever. He just said the words, looks like you score an A+. That's all he said. Very, very indescript, just sort of muttered it. Do you know what I mean? Didn't make a big announcement or whatever. And even though he just sort of said, oh, looks like you get an A+, just like that, that's not really how I heard it.
Right.
How I heard it in my mind was something much different. Bit more like this. Well, 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 everyone, look who it is. It's Calippo. Looks like you scored an A+.
His wife is such a lucky woman, and I bet he's so well.
Hungry. Who's hungry? We got Minties on the counter here. Anyway, back to Calippo. You get an A+.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's exactly how it sounded. In my head.
It makes sense as to why you've been strutting around since the weekend.
Yeah, I may have dabbed on the way out of the store as well, too.
This is Hacky Gabby on Hit.
This is where I bring to you life hacks that can help you cut corners or just make life that little bit easier, because there's no point doing it the hard way if there's an easier way to get around things. And today, I've actually stolen the hacks from TikTok. So, Dr. Anthony York.
I like how you act like you don't steal
no,
them.
No, I make them up majority
from
of the time.
The internet every single time.
So, this is from TikTok. Dr. Anthony Yun is a doctor who has millions of followers on TikTok. And he has some really good, simple body hacks to annoying issues we all suffer with. Now, the two I've chosen are for specific reasons. They all help a lot of people. But the first one is actually for you, Clifo, because you have a cough, not COVID. That you've had for a little moment now, and it keeps kind of rearing its ugly little head at annoying times.
Is this for you or for me? Because
a bit of both.
The other day you told me that my cough's annoying you, and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Sorry.
Bit of both. So this is Dr. Anthony Yun's hack to get rid of a tickle in your throat, if that's what's causing it.
I got a tickle in my throat that's driving me crazy.
Scratch at your ear, and that's going to help make the tickle in your throat go away.
No.
Scratch your ear, and it'll stop the throat tickle. There you go.
He's a bit of an actor, that guy, too,
isn't he? I know he is.
He lays it on real thick.
Hates TikTok. He has to. The other one that I have for you today was going to be for me because I'm prone to getting mosquito bites. They love my blood and they're always at me. But I'm actually going to direct it at producer Brooke because she came in this morning with bites all over her legs.
What happened last night, Brooke?
I have been attacked. I've been itching all morning.
You look like you were a smorgasbord.
Yeah. There's literally like 20 bites on her legs right now. There was a couple of mozzies in a bedroom or something. So this one's actually for you, Brooke. How to stop a mozzie bite from itching.
Oh, man. I got bit by a mosquito and itches like you wouldn't believe. Oh, don't worry. Take a little bit of antiperspirant and rub it against the mosquito bite, and that's going to prevent it from itching.
A bit of Rexona.
A bit of deodorant. There you go, Brooke.
Must
just spray your legs with your deodorant and you're good to go.
And it helps your stinky legs.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.